Gemara asks that there's a stira between the braces. Learning Zvachim Daf Yudalit Amid Aleph, starting on the sugi, starts on the bottom of Yud Gimel Amid Beis. As the sugi is the sugi of Tfilas Etzba, the void of Tfilas Etzba, if it's Mefagel or not. And the Gemara asks, there's a stira. One braces says Tfilas Etzba is Mefagel, and one braces says Tfilas Etzba is not Mefagel. As the Gemara, yes, it's a stira lema katanoi. He may say it's a machloikis tanoim in this nakuda. And the Gemara answers, lo yara monon harib shimin. The machloikis is not of tvilas etzvah's mafagil, but it's the machloikis of Rabban and Rab Shimin that we had in the Mishnah. That tvilas etzvah, the tzadit, should be mafagil is midin halacha. And being that Rab Shimin holds that in the Mishnah, that being that it's an avoidush, it's yochol avatloi, as therefore it doesn't passel, so then it's not mefagel. Mashinkin according to Rabbanon that hold that halacha has a psul of shalai lashma, who then it has a psul of pigel. As ayin the shita and oisir aleph, the Mishnah of Melechim Suli Amakdashim Perikud Zayin halacha gimel, that they ask the question on the Gemara. How could the Gemara say that the braisa that holds it's not mafagel is going according to Reb Shimon in the same way Reb Shimon holds in the Mishnah halacha, because it's efshel avatloi, doesn't have a machshava paiselas who adin tefilas etzba? Hare, the reason why Reb Shimon was machshava halacha was because halacha is yachol avatloi, and you don't have to make halacha. You could shech the carbon near the mizbeach, and you don't have to make halacha. But tefilas etzba, the part of halacha of tefilas etzba that we're talking about in the sugya, it's not efshar to be mevatel. You have to make a tefilas etzba. As the whole svara why Reb Shimon was machshav in the Mishnah was because halacha is yachol avatloi. So how could you use that svara to explain the braisa by tefilas etzba, but tefilas etzba is ain't a yachol avatloi? As over there, Reb Shimon should be Maida. Thus is the Shaila the Shita and the Mishnah Melech. And the Mishnah Melech adds a raya to this. What are you going to tell me? Maybe Enochinami Halacha is Bederach Klal Eno Yachol Avatloi. As therefore, even if you find the Halacha, Bederach Klal is Yachol Avatloi. As even if you find the Halacha, which is ain't a yachol avatloi, but being that halacha b'derech klal is yachol avatloi, there's no psul. Abizok the Mishnah Lamelech, I have a clear raya not that way from the Gemara Yudalit Amid Aleph. The Gemara Yudalit Amid Aleph says the bechat is a primius with halacha is ma'akiv, gam Reb Shimon is moide, that over there there's a machshava paiselas. As you see clearly in the Gemara, lu yi, you find halacha which is ma'akiv, as then there's a din machshavas paiselas. As how could the Gemara say by tefilas etzva? It doesn't pass because we're going according to Reb Shimon. I read tefilas etzva is halacha ma'akeves. As that's kilu the sof of the Mishnah Melech on the shayla of the Shita from the Gemara and Yudalid. As I'm for the Shita, with tefilas etzba is nashav kavoide, that it could be mefagel is only because it's choshev kailocha. As being that the ikar halocha ba'atzma doesn't make pigel, as uadin the tefilas etzba, which is nitval to the halocha, can make a pigel. So in order to understand the shita, the terence of the shita, we need a hakdama. Hakdama number one, you see in the Shita that the only way Tfilas Etzva could be Mefagel is if it's called a Halacha. That was really mashman in the beginning of the Gemara, a couple of lines before. The Gemara says the reason why Tfilas Etzva is Mefagel, kivin lo sagid lo avid le al korche hainu Halacha. Frekri Michal, that how do you know that Shara Voidus are Mefagel? The Gemara on the bottom of Yud Gimel Amir Aleph brings a Vaisa. Shekol Avoida Shema'akev HaKapara is Mefagel. As being that this Avoida is Ma'akev the Kabara, why do you have to say it's a halacha, even if it wouldn't be a halacha? L'chayre, any avoda which is ma'akev has a din to be mafagel. As what is the shita, and it's really meduyik in the Gemara, have to say that the only way it could be mafagel if it's a halacha, even if it's not a halacha, it's an avoda ma'akev is a kapara, and that's the gzeris akosev, that's the makra to the din pigel. But he said, behechlet, you have to learn that the Gemara over here was going with the svar of the Gemara before. That being that the makar pigles from shlamim, it has to be dumi the shlamim. And by shlamim, only the four avodas pasels. If that's the case, so why is tfilas etzba, why is it mefagel? As over here, the Gemara comes up with a new etzba, because tfilas etzba is gufa halacha, and halacha you have by shlamim. As come to Chayis, the reason why the Gemara has to come on to svar that tfilas etzba in order to be mefagel is halacha, is being that the gzeris akos of a pigel was said by shlamim, and by shlamim there's only dalet avodis. As now in kol ha'tayra kula, you could only have pigel if it's one of the dalet avodis. Rav Michel's Ma'irer from the Rashba Menachos Dav Zayin, and over there it has a tzad that you could be mafagel by avos aklib of mincha. Again, by shlamim, there's no such avoda. Zog the Rashba, because the gzeres akosev is avoda, makeves is a kapara, and if this avoda is ma'akev, there's no din you need dalet avodas. It's a din avoda makeves is a kapara. That Rashba is not like what we're buying meduyik in the Gemara Mefurish in the Shito over here. No. That's the first step in the Rashba, in the Shita. In order to be mefagel, you have to be halacha. But still, as therefore the Shita says, that if the halacha itself doesn't have a psul pigel, how could the tefillas etzva have a psul pigel? We still have to answer the Shaila of the Mishnah Lamelech. Daf Yudalit, that over there the Gemara says that halacha bechatis apnimius, because it's ma'akiv, it has a machshava peiselas. As you see, every chelik of halacha that is ma'akiv the kapara has a psul machshava. As why is over here different? As over here, you see like the Yisoid of the Brisker Rav. The Brisker Rav wants to say, that which we say, Tfilas Etzva, is Halacha, it's not a literal Halacha. No, it's Doimet Halacha, and it's Ki Halacha. As Lefi Zeh, when you're doing Halacha Mamish, and there's Halacha that's Ma'akiv, Avad Reb Shimon Moide, that it's Pasal Fazich, because it's Halacha Ma'akeves. Mashenking tefillas etzba be'etzem is not a halacha. What you're doing is a tefillas etzba. You're doing an avoid of tefillah to do a zrika. And the Gemara just said it's doime la halacha. It's nichlal in halacha, but it's not be'etzem halacha. As come to rise, the psul was said by halacha. As halacha makeves is a psul machshava. Halacha she'ena makeves is no psul machshava. As tefillas etzba, the only way it could be mefagel is if it's nitfal to the halacha, hagam it's not a halacha. As I would say, how could it be nitfal to the halacha if the halacha itself doesn't have a psul? When the halacha has a psul, it's nitfal, it also gets the psul of halacha. But if the halacha itself doesn't have a psul pigel, is how could what's nitfal to it be worse than it? Thus is L'chayru the gang in the Shita. Just as a little bit of a ara that the din of Tfilas Etzva was said by Chatas Apnimius. Over there the halacha is ma'akiv. As what's the Shita saying over here? That being the halacha there's no psul pigel. I read the Gemara says later on that by the halacha there's a psul of pigel. L'chayru you have to say the Gemara says later on that there's no chorus of pigel. There's only a psul of pigles. That's what the Mishnah Melech. You don't have a pigle mamish of karis. So at the Novi, you don't have the machshava peiseles of a pigle of karis either. It's a little bit of a chiddush. It's mashu. It's not possible chlal. To say it means there's no psul of pigle mamish. It's a little bit dochuk. Okay, as the Gemara says, we had a steer in the braisa. Let's come back to the Gufa Gemara. And the Gemara gave one answer: Harabanan Harab Shimon. The Gemara then continues and says a different answer. The Gemara asks on it. Reb Shimon holds kol shein al mizbeach achitzon kishlamim ein boi mishum pigul. As the Gemara answers, kan bechates achitzonius, kan bechates ha-pnimius. So the pigul is only by the chates ha-pnimius, which says the words tfilas etzba, but not by the chates achitzonius. As the Gemara says, even though the maisa by chates achitzonius, the halacha is you need to do a tfilas etzba. But being that it doesn't say it lehedya, it doesn't passel. The shaila is, mainav kamina, that it doesn't say it lehedya. Lemaisa, you need to do a tefillas etzpa. As why doesn't it passel? As Raji is masber, that mishum ze eino yavoidach shuva. Rashi means, like we had in the Gemara in Soif Yud Gimel Amid Beis, that the Gemara says the reason why Reb Shimon holds that a malacha sheyochol levatla is not mefagel, lashna the Gemara is lava avoidach shuvahu. As you see, in order to do pigul, you need an avoidach shuvahu. As over there, the reason why it wasn't choshe was because it's yochol levatla. Over here, Rashi's mechadish, there's another way to make an avoidah not choshe because it doesn't say lahedi in the Torah. This is the mahalich of Rashi. In the Shurim of Remichel, he wants to say a different Hezber in the Gemara. He wants to say that being that it's not Kosev Lehedya, it's not an Avoidus HaKorban, it's not Avoidach Shuvah, but it's Bechlal not Avoidah. Aye, the Loch is you need it. Yeah, being that you have to make a Zrik, and the way to make Zrika is with Lekicha, as a Mela, you have to make a Tefillah. As kum dechoyz, the reason why you need the tefillah is because there's no hechatimsa to do the other avoida unless you'll make a tefillah. But it's not an avoida mitzaratzmoy. Mashengim bayechates apnimius, which says do tefillahs etzba, as then it's an avoida mitzaratzmoy. He brings the etzim yisoy from Reb Chaim to be miyashiv the Gemara Menachos when there's a psul of Koresh. The Gemara Menachos is mevur that if it's Nikrish Adam, it only patels by Chates Apnimius, that there's a din tefillas etzva, not by Chates Achitzonius. Rek Reb Chaim, they both, you have to be toivel v'etzva. Azek Reb Chaim, only by Chates Apnimius, where the Torah wrote tefillas etzva, as then it's a guf avoida, as if it's dam koresh and you can't do it, it's a chsar, and it's not shaykh and avoid it. As that passels the carbon, it's nitcha. It passels the dam. It's nitcha. Masha'en came by chates chitzonius, where it's just the hechatimsa that you need the tefillas etzba. As then, it's not nitcha if you can't do it. That's the Reb Chaim said at Klapi the Gemara Menachos. Michal says the feed that Reb Chaim, you could be maz with the Gemara over here, different than Rashi. Okay, so this is the end of the sugya of Tfilas Etzma. Now the Gemara moves on, and Amar Reb Shimon ben Lakish. Reb Lakish is Mechadish. Moide Reb Shimon by Lakish Chates Apnimiyeh Shemachsebes Poiseles Po Harel Vavoyde Shein Yochel Avatloi. By the Chates Apnimiyeh, as there's no way of shechting in the Hechel, we'll see why. As over here, you have to do the avoidus halacha. As being that you have to do the avoida, as the machshav is paiseles. The shayla is, what's the chiddush of Reish Lakish? That which the halacha is, you can't shecht in the heichol. That we knew before Reb Shimon. That's not Reb Shimon's chiddush. Reb Shimon is saying a chiddush in machshav is paiseles. Once we know that halacha is that you can't shecht there, and the halacha is any yachol avatloi, is what's the chiddush of Reish Lakish? The chayra, you could learn The Habamina was, being that Roiv Korbanis, the halacha is, halacha is not makif. Okay, as you found one korban that the halacha is ma'akif. Alright, we saw in the Gemara, what's the svar of Yochel Avatla, Eina Yochel Avatla? The svar is when it's Eina Yochel Avatla, it's Avodah Chshuva. When it's Yochel Avatla, it's Eina Malacha Chshuva. As there would be a svara that even if you found one carbon where it's Eina Yochel Avatla, but you can't say over here the halacha is chashiv. Hare in reiv karbanas, the avoid of halacha is yachal avatla. Is that already uptaiches that halacha is not a malacha chshuva? We look at reiv karbanas if we want to convey if halacha is chashiv or not. As thus is the chiddush of Reish Lakish. No, you look at every individual carbon you done it b'fnei atzmai as being that a chattis, a primius. You can't be mevatel l'halacha. That itself makes it into halacha. That halacha is called chashuv. As what's the reason why you can't be sheicher in the heichal? As over here, there's a big machlokes rishonim. Rashi, umas the shita. Rashi says, Vishom shalav oirich ara lishchoy behechol. As pashtis, it would be near in Rashi. Lav oirich ara doesn't mean there's an isidur that it's a psul. It just means it's not derech eretz. It's a chsarn lechatchila. It's a pashtis. If Rashi would say there's a pasuk, there's a mir, as you could learn, it's a psul. And with pashtis, Rashi just says it's lav oirich ara. As the Karen Ira understood Rashi this way, and he asked Rashi that if it's just a chsan, that it's lav oirich ara, it's not the best thing to do, as why does the Gemara say, because of this svar, it's called Eina Yochel Avatlai, Are Mika Dedina, you could, just it's lav oirich ara. As you have to say in Rashi, that something which is lav oirich ara is a iser. It's not derech eretz to do it, it's also to do something that's not derech eretz. As Rashi holds, that anything that it's also to do, that's enough to make it, that it's any yochel avatloi. Any yochel doesn't have to mean it's not possible. Any yochel means it's ain't oimit. He can't do it, it's also. Al-Kochi is going to have to do it somewhere else. As the Issa Shabbat is enough to make it that it's called Eina Yochel. That's if you learn Rashi like the Pashas, the way the Karen Ira learns, that Lav Oirich Ara is just a Svar, the Lechatchila it's Asa, but Pidiyevit it's Kosher. The Shita is Muchach, that he understood Rashi, that Mishum Lav Oirich Ara, it's Pasul Pidiyevit. As the Shita is on Rashi from the Gemara and Daf Samach Gimel, the Gemara says, that a shlomim, if you shecht it, it's not possible. Frek the shita, according to Rashi, that it's lava yirichara, it should be possible if you shecht the shlomim in the heichel. The Gemara later on says it's not. As how did the shita learn Rashi? Why is lava yirichara svar to possible b'diyeved? Nira that Rashi, the shita is learning that because it's lava yirichara, as that's a gilui milso ba'alma, that the heichol is not a mokum for shchitas ha-korban. As if it's megalitas, the heichol is not a mokum for shchitas ha-korban, therefore it's a psul. V'l'choyre, Rashi has to answer the shayla of the shita. How is Rashi going to answer the shayla of the shita? V'l'choyre, if you learn like the Karanaya, the Rashi meant the lechatchila, that's out of the Karen Ira, as then Rashi is very good. That's the reason why it doesn't passel. Because the whole din of Lav Oirichara is only a din lechatchila. Lefi zeh, you could answer the second shayla, the Shita on Rashi also. The Shita says, the Gemara over there says, the Svara, Oivid Adam, Avoidis Rabbi, B'makam Rabbi. As you see, you don't say it's Lav Oirichara. But if you learn Rashi's lechatchila, it's gavaldik. The Gemara over there is talking it should be possible by the Eved. So the Gemara, possible by the Eved? No. Because a person does avoid this rabbi, but makam rabbi. Bavada lechatchila, it's lav derech eretz. The Shita is both kashas, because he learned Mishum lavoy derech eretz, possible. Of Lechor in Rashi's Mucha, the Rashi learned differently, that Mishum Lavo Erechar, it's only a Din Lechatchila. Okay, as thus is the first Mahalech in the Gemara, what's the reason why you can't be Sheikhin in the Eichel, the Mahalech of Rashi, because Lavo Erechar. The Shita has two questions on it, and therefore learns a different Mahalech in the Gemara, that the reason why you can't shecht in the Eichel is because by Chattis it says there's a din of Sofen Azara. And the Eichel is not Sofen Azara. Such a Gishmak of Pshat, you have to know why Rashi is Chaylik. And Zog the Sheik Lefiza, it's good. Why by Shlomim? There is no such din you could shecht in the Eichel. It's by Shlomim. There's no din of Sofen, only by Chattis. As the Pshat is a Zeg Gishmak of Pshat, you have to know why Taka didn't Rashi learn that way. L'chayra, it's Pasha de Hezber. Why did Rashi have to come up with Nuchsan of Arachar? Typically, it's not Sofen. In the Shiurim from Reb Michel, he's Masber, I'll read the Gemara later on Samach Gimel. The Gemara says, by Yishlamim, Sheshachdu Be'echol Kosher, why? Shelo Yeitofel Chomer Min Ha'ikar. The Hainu, the Ashlamim is kosher if you shecht it in the Azara outside the Heichel. And the Heichel has more Kedusha. As if the Torah is machsher it when you shecht it in the Azara, which has less Kedusha, Kol Shkein the Torah will be machsher it when you shecht it in the Heichel, it has more Kedusha. As Rashi learned, that what does the Kal V'chaymer say? The Kal V'chaymer says that if the Torah was machshir the Azara, Kol Shkein, the Torah was machshir the Heichel. As a Fizer Rashi holds, when was the Gzeres HaKosav of Sofen said? The Gzeres HaKosav of Sofen is a din in the Azara. You have to do it in Sofen Azara. But that's only when you're shechting in the Azara. As when you're shechting in the Azara, the Torah gave a makom in the Azara of Sofen. Sofen Azara, Sofen HaMizbeach in the Azara, but the din Sofen is a din in the Azara. But now that we have a Kal V'chaymer that it's Machshir the Heichel, in the Heichel, there's no din of Sofen Azara. I would say, Daye Lies Min Adin, Daye Lies Ke Amalamed. The Heichel's not Sofen Azara. So it's not Shaykh to bring in a din Sofen Azara into the Heichel. As a male, it's not shaykh to say a dayoy on it. Yeah. The kids said the din of Sofen is Sofen Azara. Once there's a Kal V'chaymer that tells us that the Heichel is kosher, as it's not shaykh the din of Sofen and the Heichel. As the Gemara then brings the next memra of Rava. Im dim zilay mes rav shimon savala kibre no ama ben ulam is beach sofen hu im achshav mayeles bay loch is chades apnimi ela mi pesach ulam ulifnim. As the shail is, what's the chiddush of Rava? To me mechadish that Bein Ulan Mizbeach is Sofen. It's not Mashmi in the Gemara, that's the Chiddush. It's Mashmi saying a Chiddush in Shalai Lashma. As what's he being Mechadish more than Reish Lakish? Venira, that he's being taking this Chiddush of Reish Lakish further. Reish Lakish was Mechadish that you could be Mechalik between the Halach of Chattis Pnimius from the Halach of Shar Kabonis. And it's still being that it's Eif Shlevatla, it's Choshev. Rabbah takes it a step further. Rabbah is going in Halach that this Halach Gufa, a Chelek is Yachal of Hatloi, and a Chelek is Eino Yachal of Hatloi. as you would have Ava Amina in the Zilba Maisa Halacha, you can't split the Halacha into two and say part of it will have a Psul Machshava and part of it won't have a Psul Machshava. Other it's Chashiv, other it's not Chashiv. You can't split the Halacha into two. Mi Machalikit. As the Chiddush of Rava is yes, you can. You can be Machalik. And the Chilik of the Halacha, which is Yachol Avatla, is Eino Chashiv. And the Chilik of the Halacha, which is Eino Yachol Avatla, is Chashiv. The Brisker Rav Mechtov and Omen Pei Alech dans on a Shaila. That the Gemara and the next Gemara is going to say, May Silik Bezichen, the Eloch is Makeves, rak from the Ulam. Why? Because Efshel Lahamid HaShulchan Bechol HaHechol. As the Brisker Rav dans, that why don't we say by the Mizbeach also? The same way you could put the Shulchan everywhere, you could put the Mizbeach everywhere. As the Brisker Rav wants to answer, that by Mizbeach, there's a din of a makom kavua, medina kol b'ksav, and bazaga kol b'ksav, was on the makom ha-Mizbeach. On the makom ha-Shulchan, there's no kol b'ksav. And he brings a raya that there's a din of makom ha-Mizbeach, because the halach is later on in daf nun tesh, shemneka ha-Mizbeach, maktirin b'mkaymai. As you see, there's a musig of makom ha-Mizbeach. Mela, the Mizbeach is Chalek from the Menorah. Rabbeinu asked on the Brisker Rav from a Rashban, a Ritva, an Erev in Dam Beis, that they say the reason why you can't put the Mizbeach in the Ulam is because the Ulam's aimed by Kedusha Seichel. Mashman the Hechel itself, you could put it wherever you want. If there was a din of Makam HaMizbeach, what was the Havamina to put it in the Ulam? Why do you need a Tam? Because the Ulam is Eino Kimizbeach. As Muchach in the Rashba and the Rich, but the day hold, you could put the Mizbeach anywhere in the Heichol. As Lefiza, it's Choyza, the Shail of the Brisker Rav. As why can't you move, the same way the Gemara says later on, you can move the Shulchan anywhere, why can't you move the Mizbeach anywhere? Elam Difrei, the Brisker Rav, you could have said a different Malach to be Miyashiv. Time to Miyashiv, the Rashban the Ritva, you could say that they hold, being that the Mizbeach was bonoy into the karka, as that's not called Yachol Avatloy. You can't be mazes the Mizbeach, it's bonoy into the karka. Mashen gain the Shulchan, which isn't bonoy in the karka, it's Yachol Ahazes. Ah, if you want, you could build another Mizbeach. That says nish yochel avatla, that you can make a whole new binyan. Yochel avatla is when you yochel avatla in the matziv kimei shehu, that you can build another mizbeach. That's not genug to make it yochel avatla. It would have been a more partial teretz to be miyashiv the shayla of the Brisker Rav. Then the Gemara continues. And the Gemara says, "Vimtim tilay mesavila kriv Yehuda, the amat toich hazara mekadesh." That the ritzva of the hazara is mekadesh. As memeila, you could do akhtar on the ritzva hazara. As ei machshav mayelas boilak es silich bezikin elami pesach heichal uluchutz. Because you could move the menorah and the shulchan to the Pesach HaHechol. As a melech over there, it's shaykh to be mevatel lo'ilacha. And you could be makted the bezichin right away when you go to the Azara. Because Rabbi Yehuda holds the ritzvah has a kedusha in order to do akhtar on it. As the only halacha, which is Eino Yachol Avatla, is in the Pesach HaHechol. This is the Gemara. There's I in the Gemara later on, and Daf Samach, that the Gemara says that which Rabbi Yehuda holds the Ritzpah has a din of Mizbeach that you can be makter on it, is not klapi kol adinim. It's only klapi haktoris imurim. Well, over there there's a drasha. Or klapi zrikas adam, not. But the mara over there is not clear what's the din by the rest of the avodah. It only talks about haktoris imurim and zrikas adam. In our gemara, you see in the Tosef Chiddush that it's not only a din in haktoris imurim, but it's even a din in haktoris abezichim. Before you could have been machalek, maybe Haktaras Imurim is not a matter. No, see in the Gemara, even though Haktaras Bezichin is a matter, the Filuachi still, Reb Shimon said, is dead. Hi, what's the chilek of Reb Shimon? As you see, Reb Shimon is machalek between Haktaras HaKorban and Avoidus HaDam. This is the chilek. Tosis over here in the Go is a shayla on Reb Yehuda. The fishy to Reb Yehuda that he holds Toich Azara, that the Azara has a din that it's Makadish Dom Yitem is Beach. As Im Kain, Frek Tosis, how do you ever find the din of Yerdu Lo Yalu? Allah is Karbonis that were on them is Beach. And then that they were puzzled and they were on the Mizbeach, and then they were Yerdu, they fell off the Mizbeach, they went off the Mizbeach, Lo Yalu. Hare Lefi Reb Shimon, the Ritzbah is a din of a Mizbeach. Is it, how is it ever Shaykh? A Mitzias of Yerdu, even if it's Yerd from the Mizbeach, it's on the Ritzbah. The Ritzbah is Makadashit. As the Sfas Emes is Ma'ayr, the Tosis later on in Pei Dalet asked the question different. There are two dinim. There's a dinim Olo Loi Tered Vim Yered Loi Olo. That's the second din. Tosis by here asked the din on the second din. Im Yerdu Loi Ale. How is it ever Shaykh Yerdu? But Tosis later on in Pei Dalet Amar Aleph asked in the first din. What's the lashon im alu loiterid? Im alu is mashmet shaykh, it shouldn't be alu. Vim alu. Hare lefi Reb Yehuda that the ritz is makadish, it's always in a matzav of alu, because the ritz is makadish. As why does Tosis over here only ask in the second din of yerdu lo yalu, and not from the first din im alu lo yerdu? As the Sfas Emes wants to be medayik, the Tosis by us holds that the din of Alu Loi Tered is rak when you male it k'day l'hakter. The Hainu, you specifically put it up on the Mizbeach l'aktara, as then it's makadashit. But when it's nimshasham anyway, there's no din of Alu Loi Tered, as the fiz is geshmak. When it's on the Ritzpah and he brought it there, because the din is you have to be sheikhed it on the Ritzpah, as over there, there was no maisa that he brought it there k'day to make a haktara. It's not shaykh the din of oyla lo yeret. The Sfas Emes wants to say. However, the Taras HaKodesh makes a nice diuk. At the end of Tosis, Tosis has three answers. The third answer is, the Lashon Emalu the Nokid is the Kodim da Asa Shmuel v'shloima v'kiddush es haritzpah. As if you look at the Lashon of Tosis, the Lashon im alu de nokat. Hare l'fili Sfas Emes is diuk, Tosis only asks in the din of Yerdu, not from the din of im alu over here. The chayr at the end of Tosis would be mashma, that Tosis over here also holds the shilas from im alu. Yeah. The race, the Sfas Emes is diuk from the beginning of Tosis, the chayr from the end of Tosis, you see, the diuk is lav dafka. As what is Tosis answer? As Tosis says, because the hechatimsa where the ritzva is not makadosh et laktara, the dugma if it's in one of the lishchois, as it's not on the karka, or if it's bu'ulem or al gavi daf, as the nafkamina of these dinam of Yerdu will be if you go to a place where the ritzva is not, where it's not on the ritzva, but it's in a lishka, ulam, a daf. The second teretz of Taisus is being that Riud is moida v'damim, that the din is you can't do azrikas damim on the ritzpa, as the din of alul ayed will be nageya klapei the dam. As what's the pshat? As l'chori the pshat in Taisus is ba'if and zu. When is the exeris akosiv that there's a din of mizbeach mekadesh that was set on a mizbeach? But the ritz was not a mizbeach. V'araya, the halacha is you can't do zrikas adam on the ritz, but even though you could do zrikas adam on the mizbeach. As kum dechois, you see, even though you could do haktara on the ritzvah, but it's a makom bifnei atzmo, it's not the mizbeach. As when was the din mizbeach mekadesh on the mizbeach itself? But being that you can't do zrikas adam on the ritzvah, as that shows it's a naya makom, as in this makom wasn't said the din of mizbeach, the gzeres hakos of mizbeach mekadesh. That's the portion of Mahalach and Daisis. I'm afraid the Brisker Rav, what's the raya from the fact that you're not makter, that there's no din of imalu lo yerdu? I read the keves, you can't do aktara, you can't do azvika, and still the din is imalu lo yerdu on the keves. As lochayra, why should the ritzvah be different than the keves? As Nira, to answer the Brisker Rav Shaila, the Vais Techois, the Kevesh is a void, thus is tuffle to the Mizbeach. It's a chetimse to be oila on the Mizbeach. Mashinkin the Ritzbah, thus is a makom ifneatzmai. As the reason why there's a dinim alulo yerdu on the Kevesh is because being that it's tuffle ke Mizbeach, it's dinay ke Mizbeach. Mashenkin the ritzvah, which is a makom lifnei atzma, is then if it's ain't a roi l'dam, it's ain't a mekadesh es adam. Taisus later on Pezayin Amid Aleph, Taisus says a different mahalach. Taisus says that even though Shlomo was mekadesh the ritzvah l'aktara, but only for ksherim, not for psulim, as over here there won't be a din of imalu lo yerdu. To know what the beer the maschleikis is, that you have to learn more in the sugis of Mizbeach HaMekadosh. The next sugi is the sugi of Halacha Bizar. As the Gemara has a shayla, if Halacha Bizar is kosher. As Bishleim of the sugi, the tzad Halacha Bizar is possible, is poshet, because it's exeris akosim, kol avoidis mikabola ve'elach is possible. What's the tzad that halacha bizar is kosher? As in the Gemara's mavur, two stadim to be machsher. One pshat in the Gemara is lechitis Reb Shimon, and that's why it's brought over here that Reb Shimon holds halacha she'ef shalavatla is ein psul she'shaloi lishma. In the same way, there's no psul of shalai l'shma, huadin, there's no psul of zaris, and the Lashon HaGemara is. The reason why there's no psul of shalai l'shma is because it's not an avaida. That's huadin, there's no psul of zaris. Then the Gemara brings an amayra in the hemshech that's doicha the tliya, and says, even though Reb Shimon holds that there's no psul of shalai l'shma, but to be maida, there's a psul of zaris, as Rashi is masber. Why? Because the din of machshav is tali if it's matel l'achila. As Frek the Brisker Rav, the gzeris akos of het achila was set in pigel. Over here we're holding shalai l'shma. And what's the dimyan? The Brisker Rav brought a raya from here to Shita that machshav is shalai l'shma is a machshav apresel is like pigel. We already brought Kama diukim from Rashi, Chochos from Rashi, that Rashi holds not that way, from Rashi Beis, Amid Beis, Gimel Amid Aleph, Dalet Amid Beis. As what's shot in Rashi over here? Belam Dibri the Brisker Rav, the Rashi doesn't say you learn it out of Pigel. Now you could learn Rashi, the Hezbin Rashi, is like Rashi in the Mishnah, that the Dinah Machshava Peiselis is Talin Avoidach Shuvah. So over here the Gemara is saying that because it's not matter d'achila, therefore it's not an avodah chshuva. As thus is one needing this again. If you could bring a raya from Psul Machshava in Halacha, according to Reb Shimon, to Psul Zaris. And that's a Machlekes Amirayim. And the Gemara is Mavur, there's also another need, and another Tzad Lahachshir. The Pasuk in Divrei Yomim is Mashma, that Zaris Kosher. Lefi Zeh, as there was a Tzad Lahachshir Gam Lefi the Rabbanon, and the Rabbanon have to be Maskim to Psukim. Shaila is lefi the chachamim, what's the gather? Why is halacha different than shara avodas? What was the tzad of the Gemara that should be kosher? So over here you could bring a makar. Rashi and Tosis and daf yud gimel amud aleph amavur that the chachamim amoida that it's yachal levatlay. Rak that they hold that even though it's Yachal Avata, there's still a psul of Shalai Lashma. As Yachal Laimer, but being that it's Yachal Avatloi, it's not Choshev Lagamri. As Klapi Zaris, it's not Choshev enough to have a psul Zaris. As if he that Shita, it's Muvan, this side of the Gemara. Lefi the Rambam and Rashi, Lefi Argyosan Yudalar Amibes, that holds that the Rabbanon hold it's an Avoida Sheinu Yochel Avatla. That's what would be the difference in Kabbalah and the other Avoidas. Need a Hesper. As the Gemara brings a Braisa, a Mefurish Braisa, that the Braisa says, that Zar and Oinin apostle in the Kabbalahs. And the Gemara is Matcha the Raya from the Pasik. It's Toif the Braisa says that one of the people who are apostle is a Shikar. As Rashi learns that it's talking about someone who's Sasa Yayin. A little bit of Aaron Rashi is the din is Shaiser Vias Yayin apostle. Agami's not a shikar. That's why when the Gemara wants to say the psul of Shaisa Yayin, the Gemara calls it a shikar. Hare Shaisa Yayin is psul even when he's not a shikar. Okay. You have to know. As thus is that schal with the Gemara brings Rav Chista brought a raya from a pasuk. That halacha bizar is kosher, and Rav Shesh is asked up from a braisa that you see in the braisa that halacha bizar is pasul. That's even in the Rabbanon, because it's a shaila how to learn a pasuk. Rav and Rav Yosef say this halacha bizar is talking the machlokes Rav Shimon in the Rabbanon. Rav Shimon dam avoy the shef shel avat lav avoy dehi. I knew they're learning up shad and Rav Shimon is. It's being that it's Efshalavat Lava Voidihi. It's Ksheira Bizar. As then Zar is telling him Shalai Lashmav. The reason is because Lava Voidihi. Abla Rabbanon Psula. As the Tiris HaKodesh makes a Geshmak Adiyuk in the Lashon of the Gemara, like Shitas Rashi and Taisis on Yud Gimel, that the Rabbanon hold that Kabbalah, the Moida that it's because if you read the words of the Gemara says, Reb Shimon holds avoidish efshel avatla lav avoidihi. Meduyik that the Rabbanon acholik, and they hold avoid that avoidish efshel avatla is avoidihi. And kill the lashon of the Gemara's mashma. Everyone holds it's avoidish efshel avatla. What's the machloikis if lav avoidihi or avoidihi? As thus is Meduyik, like Rashi and Taisan Yud Gimel. If you learn, like the Rambam, that the Machloikis is Avoida Shef Shel Avatla, as the Gemara said, Reb Shimon he da Amar, it's an Avoida Shef Shel Avatla. It should have made a Chiddush out of that part, because that's the Nekudas HaMachloikis. Lashon the Gemara is Mashmadika Machloikis is in the Lav Avoidahi. the Gemara asks that Amalei Abaya Vashchita Davoida Shiyev Shalavatla V'Ksheira Bizar. As how could you say that the Psul of Pigul is Tali? I'm sorry, the Psul of Zar L'Shchita is Tali Yachalavatla or not? The din is shchita is an avoid shiyav shel avatla, and still it's ksheira bizar. As who is the Gemara asking on? It's nechluku Rashi v'Tosfos. Rashi learns the shailas according to the Chachamim. Tzarich bia, what's the shaila according to the Chachamim from shchita? This was the hechrich of Rashi, that Rashi over here holds, says that the Chachamim hold that the Kabbalah is ma'akiv. As being that the Kabbalah is ma'akiv, therefore the Gemara from the S from Shechita is ma'akiv. I'm sorry, that the Chachamim hold that the Hilach is ma'akiv. As a Mela, the Gemara could ask from Shechita is ma'akiv. But Rashi yelled, you can't ask from Reb Shimon, because Reb Shimon holds it's not Makiv. So how could you ask from the Shechita? The Shechita is Makiv. As therefore Rashi yelled, it's Muchach, the Shail is according to Rabbanan. As must be, the Rabbanan hold, that Halach is Makiv. As therefore we could ask from Shechita, that's Makiv. As Gradalafiza, it's a little bit better. We saw the Achrayim as a stira. Rashi on Yud Gimel Amar Aleph says a different shot in the Chachamim. The Chachamim hold, even though it's Efshel Levatloi, still they hold Machshavas Poiselas Poi. I Rashi Ovia says the Chachamim hold that it's Yochel Levatloi, that it's any Yochel Levatloi. The Teretz is because Rashi had a Mokar Mineu Bey in the Gemara, that this Gemara is learning that it's any Yochel Levatloi. To fully answer this theory, you need a mucker. How did Rashi know? There's another tzad in Shitas Chachamim differently from this Gemara Nemnon. It's Aschalas Yishuv, but it's a chelik of a Yishuv on Shitas Rashi. Tosis is chelik, and Tosis learns the Shailas on Reb Shimon. The reason why Rashi learned not like Tosfos is how could you ask from Reb Shimon? Reb Shimon is saying a chiddush and avoda she yochel avatloi shchita is iaf shel avatloi. As Tosfos is masber, the Gemara is buying that the psul zaris is not telling iaf shel avatloi. That's the din in the Gemara. Therefore, the Gemara is asking from shchita. The Gemara asks, why is Shechita Ksheira Bizar? I it's Yav Shalavatla. Novia, the Gemara says the big klal, because Shechita Lav Avoidehi. So what's the reason why Shechita is Lav Avoidehi? As the Kamashitas in the Rishonim to explain, what's the reason why Shechita is Lav Avoidehi? Rashi learns the Mokar that Shechita is Lav Avoidehi is what we call a Psula Makasha. Vektoisvis, how could you say that the Makar that Shechita is not Avoidehi is because it's Kasha Bizar? Hurry, that's good for the need of the Sugya. You bring your Raya, Shechita is not Avoidehi because it's Kasha Bizar. Hurry, the Sugya is good for dining if it's possible Bizar or not. Taisa says, you have to say in Rashi, the Gemara means, Shaloi Matsinu in the Pasik, that you're being in Koyin in the Shechita. As a Mela, being that Loi Matsinu, it's Mistaber, it's not Avoida. Belem Divrei Taisis over there, you could say you need another Yishuv in Rashi. Bamis, this Yishuv in Rashi is Mavur and Taisis in Yuma, and Dav Membez Amar Aleph Bedas Rashi. There's a shinui between Rashi Khan and Rashi in other places. In Rashi Menachos and Afei Amud Aleph, where the Gemara says the same klal, that Shechita Lav Avoidehi, Rashi says that the way you know that Shechita is Lav Avoidehi is because Shechita is Ksheira Bizar.
But Rashi over here doesn't say because shchitas ksheira bizar. Rashi says medekasha ba kol apsulim, not just zar. Menira, the Rashi over here specifically didn't say like menachas, because over here the sugi is handling in the din of zaras. As Rashi said, dal zar mehacha of an isha and all other psulim aksheirim for shchita. Shchitas kachim. As Lefize, Rashi himself, the fact that he was Mishan all over, is because he wanted to bring a raya from other psulim. As you can't ask, I the sugis handling zar. Good the sugis handling zar, but Rashi brought a raya from Shah psulim. As Lefize, you could say, this is the hechrich of Rashi later on in Yud Zayin Amud Beis. Rashi later on is Mechadish. That by para, there's no psul of einin or tamei also. Why? Because the Gemara over here says that it's eino avoida. Gemara says a para can't be an avoida because it's bedek kabayis. The fi Rashi, the same way shchit is eino avoida, and therefore sharp psulim akasher, as wadin in para, if it's eino avoida, as also Shah Psulim should be kosher. But Shenkin Taisis over there is Choylik, and he learns no, there's Shah Psulim. The other Psulim are not Tali in Avoida. Taisis argues on Rashi over here. Thus is Shitas Rashi in the Indian of Lav Avoida, that there's a Makar, there's a Hechir. Kol Apsulim Akasher. Tosis brings a Yimeler means that says a different Svara. And it's Eino Avoida because Matzinu Shchita Bechulin. As the reason why the Torah was Mitzavet Lushchoid in Kachim is because it's Loigara from Chulin, not because it's an Avoida. As L'chora you could ask that it's Kilo Mashman the Rimiler means that the Din Shchit in Kachim is Midin Chulin. I'm afraid, the fact of Taisis, that you see common afkaminas between Shchitas Kachim and Shchitas Chulin. Number one, the Gemara Mem Zayin Amir Aleph says that there's a Psula Misasik in Shchitas Kachim, by Chulin there's no Psula Misasik. Re'lefi the Rimi Olin's that the psul of the din shchita by kachim is the same as chulin. Why is the din different? Klapi misasik. Why the gemara in chulin yud zayin is mevur the fishitas of Akiva that they weren't mitzvah of the shchitas chulin ad shenichnasu le'eretz Yisrael, but still klapi kachim they were doing shchita. As you see, there was a truth in klal Yisrael. We had shchitas kachim. Without Shchitas Chulin, Mashmah Shchitas Kachim is a Nayadin. Mashmah the Avoidus HaShchita changed afterwards. Yeah. As the Bel was Mazmin Taisis, that the Rimeil Lins doesn't mean that the Gantzadin Shchitin Kachim is Midin Shchitas Chulin. Navada Shchitas Kachim is a Din Shchita Bifnei Atzmai. That Taisis means, being that anyway you have it in Chulin, because it's the greatest and the chshivas of the shchitas kachim, it's einu choshev kol kach, and therefore it's not an avoida. The Zaynis in Masechta Zvachim says a different hesbar. He says that avada shchitas kachim does more than chulin, like we see in the Gemaras, and he's masber also in that, because in chulin all the shchita does is matter the basar. Mashen gain the shchita of kachim is mekadesh the dam la'avoida, like the Gemara Menachas Tezayin Amud Beis. As what does Taisis mean? He says like this, that this two avoida is a maisa avoida ta'kodesh baruch hu. As the other gimel avoida is, when you do them, you're doing a maisa avoida ta'kodesh baruch hu. Mashen gain shchita is a esek to be mech in the behemah, the kachim. It's not a maisa avoida. just like by chulin, the shechita is machsha the basar lachila. So what did by kochim? It's mechel. It's machsha the dam. It's mechin the dam. Not machsha. Mechin the dam lavoida. Azay bezay. That's the reason why it's not avoida, because it's litzorchei habehema to be mechin it l'inyanoi. The only thing that's an avoida is when the whole reason why you're doing it is to do an avoida to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Tosis himself says a different mahalach, that is echer from the psukim, that shechita is different dinim than other avoidas. Hagam it's exeris hakosiv. You have to say the exeris hakosiv is megala, then it must be shechita's lav avoidu. That's why it has different dinim. As the Gemara asks, how could you say shechita lav avoidu? Therefore, you don't need a kohen. I para needs a kohen. The Gemara answers that paras bedek abayis, as it's not shayich avoida, as that which you need a koyin is dumi demara negoyim. That over there it's not an avoida looking at negoyim. And afiluach you need a koyin. You see, sometimes there's a din kuna that has nothing to do with avoida. As the Rambam in Tumas Saras practice halacha he is poisik that a balmum is yachal liris negoyim. The hesber is because a balmum is a koyin. Balmum is a psula avoida, but maris nagayim is nishkin avoida. You just need a coin, as a balmum is a coin. As luchayru hua didn't you come out, a balmum is kosher to para. Michal Feinstein brings the interesting to Tosis Yishanim in Rosh and Yuma Daf Mem Beis that says you need big day kuna for the para. Chari the Hezbir is because the Maradashans that believe big day amaleim ain't kunasa amaleim. Ablachari loy matzino maris nagayim that you need big day kuna. Ablachari, you see, you could be machalik b'neim. And Michal then brings a shaila from his uncle Ramosha. Ramosha finds sinias on the Ramam in Tumas Aras Perik Tes Alocha Hey that the Rambam brings a miyut that a cholol cannot be mara negoyim, roya negoyim. Frek Ramosha, what do you need a pasuk for? Typically, that a cholol is not a koyin, and you need a koyin. As Ramosha had it said, maybe you'll buy from the Rambam that you need bnei Aaron, that the din of mara negoyim is a din of bnei Aaron, not a din in kuna. As a chol is a ben Aaron also. Rabbi Michal says the Gemara over here is mashma uboi kuna. Meduik in the Gemara, you need kuna. Therefore, you can't. You have to say a different pshat in the Rambam. The Gemara then continues and wants to bring a raya from halacha seifarim that it's yochel levatloi. And Rashi says mishum sheefshel lahavshel and teach etzalam is beach. Shita Menachas and Daf Yud adds on Rashi that you yochel lishchait vilehavshir ulinateach etzel mizbeach. Why wasn't Rashi matzuch that you should do the shchita etzel mizbeach? Zerbel wanted to say a pshan in Rashi because the musig of halachas avarim is not shayich after by the shchita. Why? Because after you did the shchita, it's not avarim; it's a behemah shleima. You would move the behema after you do the shechita. That wouldn't be called you doing halacha sevarim because you mailach the whole behema. The whole musig of halacha sevarim is only maskal after you choitich the behema lechtiches. That's why Rashi says the way to make it efshel avatle is only doing the chatiches samas lemizbeach, but not the etzem shechita.